Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Assassin, the diplomat thrillers, book two, written by Tom Fletcher and read by Gareth Armstrong. The sunset was blood red behind Mount Kenya. The heat of the day receded as the dead man drove towards the trophy hunter. There was snow on the jagged triangular peak of the mountain. Elias Abu Khalil kicked the orange dust from his khaki desert boots and stretched his legs out as he sank into the green canvas chair. The soil smelt of rain. He hated the din of the crickets, but it gave him an excuse for another shot of Black Label. It was cold and sharp in his dry throat. It had been another good day. Abu Khalil had expanded his collection of elephant tusks. Only the Moldovan had a fuller set. They had tracked the mother for 2 hours in the Land Rover before crouching downwind, still in the shade beyond the waterhole, watching as she and her two calves drank. Their trunks had blown and sucked in the water, a cacophony of air and sound, the mother always watching over her children. Uncomplicated lives, unaware of the danger. After several minutes, as their bodies cooled, they had stopped drinking and started to play. One calf boisterously ran between his mother's legs, while the younger calf wallowed in the muddy water. He had steadied himself, knees in the mud, while his Kenyan guide made the final checks of the weapon. He had licked the salty sweat from his upper lip. The late afternoon sun was hazy, intense. He felt his breath slowing, visualizing the finger on the trigger, the last breath before her death. The enjoyment was in the challenge, man against beast, surely the ultimate test of courage. In his house, in the mountains above Beirut, was a vast room built to exhibit his kills over the decades. Stuffed tigers, lions, elephant heads, animal skins on the floor, he enjoyed watching his visitors, wondering whether it was polite to walk around them. The product of years of hunting, not all of it his, millions of pounds of fees for guides and bribes. He loved to offer his male guests their cigars below the largest beasts. Skill and patience were not enough. This was a hobby that demanded hard cash and sacrifice. It sorted the men from the boys, the strong from the weak. His sons understood that. The younger of the calves had nestled against its mother's side. At first, she seemed to ignore her offspring and then brought her trunk laboriously towards it and sprayed water along its back. The second, now jealous of the attention, had shoved against its mother's flank, nestling its head into her gnarled, leathery thighs. Elephants were more affectionate than any humans Abu Khalil had encountered. A sign of weakness.